Startled, Father Rafe jumped to his feet with a soothing noise half uttered, but Frank was quicker. "I earned myself money with this," he said very softly, pointing to the plaster. £20 for a few minutes' work. Better wages than Auntie Mary pays you and me combined in a month. I knocked out 3 good boxes and lasted the distance with a lightweight champion in Jimmy Sharman's tent this afternoon, and I earned myself £20. It may not fit in with your ideas of what I ought to do, but this afternoon I earned the respect of every man present. A few tired, punch-drunk old husbands at a country show, and you're full of it? Grow up, Frank. I know you can't grow any more in body, but you might make an effort for your mother's sake to grow in mind. The whiteness of Frank's face, like bleached bones. It was the most terrible insult a man could afford him, and this was his father. He couldn't strike back. His breathing started coming from the bottom of his chest with the effort of keeping his hands by his sides. "No husbands, Daddy. You know who Jimmy Sharman is as well as I do. And Jimmy Sharman himself said I had a terrific future as a boxer. He wants to take me into his troop and train me. And he wants to pay me. I may not grow any bigger, but I'm big enough to lick any man ever born. And that goes for you too, you stinking old he-goat." The inference behind the epithet was not lost on Paddy. He went as white as his son.
"Don't you dare call me that."
"What else are you? You're disgusting. You're worse than a ram in rut. Couldn't you leave her alone? Couldn't you keep your hands off her?"
"No, no, no,"
Maggie screamed. Father Rafe's hands bit into her shoulders like claws and held her painfully against him. The tears poured down her face. She twisted to free herself frantically and vainly.
"No, Daddy, no. Oh, Frank, please, please, please," she shrilled.
But the only one who heard her was Father Rafe. Frank and Paddy faced each other, the dislike and the fear each for the other, admitted at last. The dam of mutual love for Fee was breached, and the bitter rivalry for Fee acknowledged.
"I am her husband. It is by God's grace we are blessed with our children," said Paddy more calmly, fighting for control.
"You're no better than a shitty old dog after any bitch you can stick your thing into."
"And you're no better than the shitty old dog who fathered you, whoever he was. Thank God I never had a hand in it," shouted Paddy and stopped.